Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Show.
Well, 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 welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show, a show that is off to a rousing beginning. Absolutely rousing beginning.
You know, yeah. The funny thing is, last year around this time, I was in a car accident. So maybe I came and wrecked the show.
Is it something that...
I think I have a curse on my birthday month.
Is it your birthday month? That's, yeah. Well, you know what? This curse began way before you
entered into the birthday month. Before my birthday month came. Okay.
Right. So it's not your fault.
Is it my birthday month?
No, because it's actually because
my birthday month was the month before Liv's birthday month.
It may or may not. It may be your birthday month because this problem started about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yep. That's Lip.
So next month, everything should go back to normal.
Hopefully so. So what we're doing is basically we are back to the old way of doing radio.
Yeah, just radio.
Right. So no one can see us, which is awkward because we're so used to having the cameras and stuff like that. So. It's not by any of our fault. So anyone that's listening to the audio replay, and I doubt it if anybody can hear what's going on right now, but it's not to our fault. It is just the way that business changes.
Yeah.
And I am doing my best to spin this positively.
You have the biggest smile on your face, but the biggest hurt behind it.
I do, because it was 2 hours earlier today that I came to the studio worried about that Ustream computer, and it took 2 hours of playing around with it and manipulating it, sending emails back and forth to the Ustream IBM group, and they are absolutely no help whatsoever. So when little companies like us make the investment into software and into computers, and then they just change it up with like no advance notice because they got a wild hair up their ass, it really landlocks the small people.
Yeah.
Because the small industries, BDB Radio Network is not a multi-million dollar company
yet.
So a expense of $2,000 is great in our eyes. Yeah. And it sucks because we have a very loyal, passionate group of people that stream this show live every Thursday. We promote it live every Thursday, and we can't do that tonight.
That sucks.
Yeah, and it's horrible.
You know, so in DTA, if you want, you can try to open up that application every once in a while and see if you could click the red X on that sign-in prompt. Mm-hmm. And see if it stays open. That's normally the way that it does it. But if not, it just really sucks because there is a group of people that we're letting down right now.
Yes.
So it's not our fault, but it kind of is our fault because we don't have the coffers enough to say, oh, okay, this is a change. Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's drop the $2,000 to get this thing up and running and get it going. But I digress because other shows experience these type of technical things as well. Other shows that I have listened to, I've heard them have technical problems with their live connection and everything else. And change that note up there to read that we can't. There's no live feed tonight. So if you just start typing on that and just let them know there's no live feed. But other shows that I've listened to experience, this is a part of live radio. So what we have to do is we have to grin and bear it. I didn't open up the show the way that I do with my AKA. I have a visual effect tonight that I wanted to do that I'm wearing that I cannot do now. So,
well, if you want, you could like Instagram yourself, or
we could Instagram,
use your other resources,
and we could live Instagram right now too. But
we probably get booted though.
That's going to look and sound horrible,
and it'll only be you,
and it will only be me because we don't have a
tripod,
in the studio that can hold up a phone, and I don't have my phone charger, and I'm almost at 25% battery.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm sitting at 70%, but I just don't want
to
hold it.
I'm trying to make the best out of it. That's what I'll say. But it's aggravating and it's frustrating
full of sugar helps the medicine go down.
And you didn't make any bones about putting that up there. Just like there's no live feed tonight.
He just listened to what you told him. He didn't.
Didn't even go above and beyond. Didn't go make it soft for the people that are going to be popping in.
When he was typing that, I was thinking to myself, Corey's going to say something by him just putting what you just said.
Exactly what I said. Exactly. No, let's soften the blow. No, let's let them down easy. No PR skills.
Just the game of Philippians.
Hey, that's probably why at my number job, I'm not a manager, because they tell me I'm not tactful.
I have no tact.
I am blunt. I am straightforward, to the point. Hey, girl, we having sex? No? All right, get out of my car. All right. Hey, kid.
This car runs on gas.
Hey, kid, you want to play this game? No? Get out of my class. Hey, sorry. No life for you tonight. Sorry.
It just sucks.
I'm sorry. I don't have no tact.
Yeah, I know. And I'm venting my frustrations towards you.
No, that's okay.
And it just sucks because I know how much has been put behind. And we won't have a video replay either.
Which means we're not going to have any Instagram clips this week.
Nope, no Instagram clips.
Oh, man. This.
See how things just
trickles down.
Domino? Things domino when one thing happens.
Effect. The snowball effect.
And it just sucks.
So we need to rebuild our pyramid.
We do. We need to rebuild it. We need to forge through. We need to do old school radio with
but
no video.
We need money.
Yeah. We're looking. We're staring down the barrel of $2,000.
Okay. I got it.
You got an idea.
I got an idea.
Okay. This should be good. Get ready, America. Go ahead and shut that down, by the way. They're all out. All
right. I will become a male prostitute.
Yes.
I will go ahead and sell my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I give myself 3 hours before I have enough money for us to get everything.
Right. So need 3 hours for you to come up with $2,000.
Yeah.
Hell, give me 15 minutes. I'll give you $2,000 for that. Oh-ho!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, can I have some money?
I don't know. Mom, can I have some money?
I don't know. Can I have some money? You could have just said we were poor. I didn't need the routine. I'll be back for dinner.
Whoa, you didn't tell me you were going out. I need you to watch Mark. I've got a job interview today.
Come on. I made plans with my one potential friend.
I'm sorry, Harris, but I
don't... Tag me in. You're babysitting. Game over.
This is so unfair. You're ruining my life. You all suck.
I ain't seen that movie in 20 years. Classics really do hold up.
Come on, Darlene. I'll give you a ride to your job interview. All you gotta do is open up your Uber app and request me. And it's surging, because I know you really need a ride.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Oh, a little bit of blues traveling. This is a song where he goes,
what?
Is this a song where he talks really fast?
I don't even know what song this is.
You guys aren't wide enough to know this song?
No.
Nah.
This is Hook by Blues Traveler.
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway. Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. All over the world, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Flippius.
Also known as the guy who wrecks the show.
Hey! And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Also known as the tactless guy.
Hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime Video, featuring all 9 original seasons of Roseanne. All on Prime Video. Try it today for a free 30-day trial. But I promise you this, with all the reboots of classic shows like Roseanne, you'll want to hang on to your Prime Video account when you learn what other classic shows are available. And here's the kicker. Prime Video is available on most smart TVs. You can stream it on your phone, tablet, and Apple TV. And most importantly, all the TV shows are commercial free. Roseanne returned. Wouldn't you have liked to know where they started? Of course, catch up on all 9 of the original seasons through the special Amazon Prime Video Roseanne banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Amazon, the smile on the side of the box is because Roseanne is damn funny.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All righty, welcome to the Shorty Whoa 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 Boys Old School Radio.
Old School Radio.
I'm old school radio.
These are like
tune your dials to
tune your dials to FatGuyRadioShow.com FM.
I feel like we're a Franklin Delano Roosevelt right now, having those fireside chats.
Fireside. That's what, you know what? That's a very good title for this show. Fireside chat. And what are we throwing into that fire? The Ustream producer.
Yes.
My life.
Your life isn't that bad.
Your hacklessness.
Your life ain't bad.
No, tactfulness.
Oh, yeah.
Tactfulness.
Tactfulness.
Your tactfulness is not bad. It's just a little swill. Here's the thing. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Get that swill out of here.
Well, for those of you that didn't know, and clearly my 2 radio partners had no idea, but Roseanne returned to the airwaves this past Tuesday. And we'll post a picture up on Instagram. We can do that since we don't have video. I am wearing the Roseanne chicken shirt from the show. That's
okay.
What this is.
No, see, I knew it had something to do with Roseanne. And first of all, I did know Roseanne returned. So don't say my producers didn't know.
Well, you don't
I
know,
knew.
You don't
I just
know
didn't
about
know about
the show.
It. I didn't know when it.
I used to watch the show all the time. I just forgot. I knew that was a Roseanne shirt. And I even made a comment about a Roseanne shirt.
You did.
But I didn't know exactly which part of Roseanne that shirt had came into part. That's all I didn't know about.
Well, here's the thing. This shirt was, it transcended almost every character on the show. The chicken shirt was originally worn by Roseanne. And then in one episode, Dan wore it. One episode, Aunt Jackie wore it. Mm-hmm. So the shirt that is now like selling like hotcakes all over the world with the return of Roseanne, the shirt is symbolic of the show as much as the Afghan on the back of the couch is.
Yeah.
Because you can buy that Afghan that they had on the back of the couch as well on all kind of sites now because everybody's selling.
How much? Because I'd buy that.
They're expensive.
Never mind.
They're because of the notoriety of the show and with the show returning.
Yeah.
Let's just say if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Oh, it's a ZJ.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it. It's the I was excited for the return of Roseanne, and I've been tweeting about it and following all of the Instagram features.
You didn't invite us to your opening party or whatever.
I didn't have a Roseanne. You know what? In Lip, I actually thought about that. I thought about having a Roseanne watch party.
We could have had Lunchbox Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, my God. Yes. And we could have all worn chicken shirts.
Yeah.
We could have. Yeah, because Sloppy Joe's is what they basically sold at the restaurant, the Lunchbox.
I was totally available Tuesday evening.
So was I.
You were never totally available any evening.
That's true. You're
all
never
right,
available.
Just say I'm not available.
Oh.
You know what? That hurts me so deep. You're making my
so many levels.
You're making my chicken eggs fry. My heart is so boiled.
Actually,
right now.
No, I wasn't available.
Of course you weren't.
I had to go to work at 6 p.m. at night.
Did you watch it, though?
No.
DT, did you watch it?
No, but I did watch her interview on Wendy Williams.
See, that's the one I skipped. I watched the CNN video, CNN appearance of the show returning. I watched them when they took over Good Morning America. And by the way, that show in itself is an absolute disaster. I recorded it. Good Morning America. Have you ever watched Good Morning America?
Not in a long time. Didn't like what was the fat weatherman? Was he on Good Morning America?
Yeah, Al Roker.
Yeah, Al Roker. Was then he part of it. Then he lost weight, and after he lost weight, I feel like he just became non-Al Roker.
Skin and everything all hanging off of him. He looking all flabby and stuff now.
He became the male Star Jones.
No, they don't. Thanks, Lip, for revealing the secret. I'm now standing in the studio.
They can't see, so we might as well let them know what's going on.
We might as well just do real rate. Like, DT's not wearing pants anymore. That's great for me. But the...
everybody's going
to... turn the Wally off. Here's the thing. The Good Morning America segment... The whole weekend they were promoting that the cast of Roseanne's going to be on Good Morning America. The cast of Roseanne's going to be on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that all 4 hours of Good Morning America was going to be dedicated to the cast of Roseanne.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Except for they did like 20 minutes?
They literally did 20 minutes. Here's the thing. I haven't watched Good Morning America since I was in high school, 45 years ago.
Yeah.
They had that stupid porn star versus the president story that led every hour, and they did 10 minutes on it every hour.
What?
They repeated the same news stories every hour for all 4 hours of the show.
Mm. Wow.
And then in the last, I want to say the last 20 to 25 minutes of the entire broadcast was the Roseanne cast. Where they sat down and did like a 20-minute interview with them with one commercial break.
So basically what you're telling me is Good Morning America is to like actual news what SportsCenter is to sports news.
Yeah.
Because SportsCenter literally does the same show every single hour, like 5 hours in a row.
Repeating it over and over and over.
And they'll throw little updates in there because sometimes things update. But for the most part, it's the same stories over and over and over again for this next hour. Yep. But they have an excuse as why they do that.
What is the excuse for SportsCenter?
Because the time difference, the time zones, people wake up at different times. So it's like that first morning hour. So that it's like 6 o'clock every single hour.
And see, that's what I was thinking, that maybe they do that because the show started at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So I guess there's people that want to watch at 7, then there's people that want to watch at 8, then there's people. But here's the thing, though. I was watching for the Roseanne cast.
Yeah.
And they kept promoting coming up next, coming up next, coming up next, coming up next. The Roseanne cast. For 3 hours.
Wow.
And then finally, when they get to them, they give us 20 minutes of an interview. That was a waste. So I started fast-forwarding through it. All it was Stormy effing Daniels.
Who's that?
That's the prostitute that did the president.
Wait, is she the one that's like Eskimo Brothers with, well, he's Eskimo Brothers
I don't
with all
know.
Kind of people now?
I don't know. The thing is that she was the
is
one.
She hot?
She's a playgirl. Of course she's
well,
got
hey,
playgirl
not
body.
All, not all porn stars are hot.
I'll say this. She appears well-worn. And I'm sorry, but if anybody finds her attractive at this state in her life, why would you want to follow the alleged affair she had? Why would anybody want to follow that?
She's like a wet piece of leather.
She looks like she was rode and put away wet.
Dang.
That's just, you're over there Googling her right now,
no,
you horn dog
not.
Of a.
I'm totally not.
You totally are.
You totally are.
That no. Big old grin that you have on.
If you can't see it, you can't prove it.
Let's see your reflection on your glasses, and I can't prove it.
We can determine whether or not he's looking at Stormy Daniels if he's able to stand up and do the rest of the show. If he's not able to stand up and do the rest of the show,
you
he's looking
to
at
Wi-Fi?
I am connected to the Wi-Fi.
Well, then we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we will. Hey, Lip, that's right. We're going to go into the mainframe and see what was driven out by your... Because there's only two iPhones connected to the Wi-Fi right now, and I know my IP address. So by sure process of elimination, we'll be able to identify your...
But you just got to look at the one that has the most porn on it. I mean... That would
be
probably his.
That would be mine. Yeah, it's a toss up.
Yeah, that's up in the air right now. Right. That's debatable.
All right, never mind.
It's a toss up.
That one's trash.
I was really let down by.
Yeah, she's not all that great.
No, she looks like she's a used old.
She looks like she smells like wet potato chips.
She has to be in her 50s.
Something like
she's got to be up there.
Let me go ahead and check that out.
But on the Roseanne thing, I was really, really excited for the return because Roseanne is like one of my number one shows.
Yeah.
I streamed the whole, all nine seasons of it on Amazon Video.
Mm. 39.
She's 39 years old.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels.
Same age as me.
You are not 39 years old.
If any of my kids are listening, I am.
Okay. Your kids shouldn't be listening.
Hey, it's a free.
Well,
it's
actually,
America.
Nobody's listening right now.
Oh, come on. Don't break my heart.
We're playing for the replay.
We're playing for the audio. Hey, I just had an idea. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. I realized that we won't have video, but we can use that new soundbar technology that I developed a few months ago that we never implemented.
Soundbar?
Remember where we have the picture up and then the little sound waves appear on top of it? So we can cut some up and use that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I was talking to you about it, too, as well. You were there when I was actually working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can just use that.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
I do, too. Here's the thing. Roseanne, have you ever watched any of the original?
Yes, I did.
Versions of it.
Yes.
You watched, Lip, watched it, really?
I used to love and hate it at the same time.
I think, if I remember, my mom and dad were into that show.
Yeah.
Into Roseanne, so we used to watch it, like, at dinner time or whatever.
It did come on. It was prime time.
My favorite part of the show.
Oh, yes. I didn't think you guys had anything to add to this. I'm so excited right now.
My favorite part of the show were the different openings all the time. Like, every season had, like, a different opening.
Yeah, they did change the opening sequence. It had one commonality, though.
The laugh at the end by Roseanne.
Yes. There was another one.
Okay, what was the other one?
It was always around the kitchen table.
Yeah, and it was in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like... And like one of my favorite ones is the one where like it's every person, but they're like paper cutouts, and it showed them over the years.
It morphed them.
Yeah,
that was season 8. You're absolutely right.
That was my favorite one.
Now here's how in depth I am to the show. Mm. I actually counted the number of times everybody changed. The first time you see Roseanne, she changes twice. Dan Connor changes 4 times. Then all the other characters, DJ. Lisi Gorison, Michael Fishman, and Sarah Gilbert all change 4 times. The final Roseanne changes 9 times. And it just literally shows the evolution of Roseanne throughout the years. I'm not sorry, not 9 times, 8 times. Because that was the 8th season.
That's dope.
Wow.
I did not know that.
And they show from little baby DJ. Wait, that show started when Michael Fishman, who plays DJ Connor, when the show started, he was only 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
Now, here is some trivia. Let me test your Roseanne trivia here. Who was DJ Michael Fishman, the original DJ?
Ooh.
No.
I don't know.
You don't know? Lip chimes in with a no, and DT chimes in with an I don't know?
Yeah.
Lip is right. Michael Fishman was not the original DJ Connor. There was one... episode.
Oh, I totally did not even hear the question then. What I heard was, who was Michael Fishman, the original DJ?
No.
And I was like, I don't know. Well, I have no idea what you, Balderdash. I have no idea. I'm calling Mulligan.
Okay, Mulligan, I'll give you both a point. DJ Connor, the character played by Michael Fishman, was not the original DJ. There was an original DJ in the first ever pilot episode of Roseanne that did air. And that little boy that played him only appeared in that one episode. The next following episode, we were introduced to Michael Fishman as DJ. So people always freak out when we have the Battle of the Beckys.
Yeah.
Because the Beckys changed in season 6 and 7 and 8. They went from Lisa Gorison playing Becky to Sarah Chalk. And why does that name sound familiar? Is that she's from Scrubs. She played Dr. Elliot in Scrubs.
Did she really? Wow. She was a Becky?
She was a Becky. She was Becky before she was Dr. Elliot. Mm.
Okay. And I know her as Dr. Elliot.
Exactly.
JD's love interest.
Exactly. So it was the Battle of the Beckys. But what people don't realize is that the first ever episode of Rose, the first two episodes of Roseanne, they switched the character on us. And not a lot of people realize that Michael Fishman was not the original DJ Connor.
Was there ever a Battle of the Darlenes?
There was never a Battle of Darlene.
Darlene, she's the best.
Darlene has always been played by Sarah Gilbert. Here's the interesting thing. On the return of Roseanne that aired this past Tuesday, mm-hmm. they have written it. Now, this may change later on in the series, but they wrote it so that Sarah Gilbert, the character of Darlene, is out in the front. She moved back home to take care of Dan and Roseanne.
Nice.
So the storyline was built around her and this character. She had a son that they named Mark. And interestingly enough, Becky's old husband name was Mark. And if you track with it, the reason why Mark hasn't returned to the new series is because the guy that played Mark killed himself in 2006.
Mm. Oh.
So it's interesting how the storyline and the first two episodes that they released was really setting a lot of characters.
Yeah.
But the one thing, and I know we're up on the break, the one thing that really irritated me slightly, but I hope it changes in later episodes, is that they still left the character of DJ Connor as the third tier character. If you notice in all the original seasons, there was never like a episode that was built around DJ Connor. He was always this little sprinkle in afterthought character.
Yeah.
Even in the new return, Michael Fishman had probably all of 7 minutes in the entire, I would say even less than that, probably 3 minutes in the entire first two episodes of the new season.
Wow.
Oh, man.
He walked in the door. They said, "We're glad you survived the war." He sat down at a table. We met his little black daughter. We found out that the girl, the wife of DJ Connor, is still fighting the war. And that was the end of the character.
Wow.
The rest of it went back and focused on Darlene and Darlene's family. Hmm. And then they sprinkled in some political banter between Roseanne and Jackie surrounding the election that took place that gave us our current sitting administration.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of all over the place, but they did a lot of character placement is what they were doing.
Okay. I have a question.
Answer.
Is this reboot better than the reboot of Full House?
I can't answer that question because I didn't watch the Fuller House reboot.
What?
I didn't invest in it. See, did you?
Full House was like my stuff growing up. It was like I would watch Full House and Family Matters. That's what they need to do a reboot of.
Family Matters needs to come back.
They need a reboot of that. Yes.
That would be fun. But this week was a really good show, a good week of TV for me. Roseanne came back. Zach Braff from Scrubs, who played
JD.
JD. Returned Wednesday night with his new TV show, Alex. I give him about a half thumbs up on the return. But then again, first episode, they're just setting the tone.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give it a real review until we get a later down. And then Donald Faison, who played Dr. Turk, is also coming back. So we got three out of the four main characters from Scrubs back on TV.
Wait, so is Elliot playing Becky?
They wrote Becky number two. She's not considered Becky, but she is in the return of Roseanne.
Nice.
So they've got both of the dueling Beckys, and of course, there's a lot of jokes surrounding that.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty good. All right, that's enough of the Roseanne. On the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Baby Watch.
Baby Watch 2018.
And it's a family affair here in Studio G. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me
wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target wants you to know about their 2-day free shipping on hundreds of thousands of items when you shop using your Target Red Card. If you don't have a Target Red Card, no worries. You can sign up just like me at fatguyradioshow.com/target and enjoy exclusive Target Red Card specials. And remember, Target offers you to pick up at your favorite store or have it delivered to your door. Whichever way you want it, get started at fatguyradioshow.com/target or by clicking the Target banner on our website. Target, expect more, pay less. And welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Interesting type of show today. Interesting energy.
Yeah.
Of the show. Yeah. But yeah, we're working through it no matter what. I think we're doing pretty good so far, right?
So far, so good.
Thank you, boys. Yeah.
We agreed, and you let Dead Space go.
I gave Dead Space for it. That was a comedic pause.
It wasn't funny.
You know what? I'm tired of hearing that.
No, that was funny.
I'm tired of hearing
Thank
that.
You. Thank you, Liv.
I had a moment earlier this week, and we'll get to the family situation real quick. Give me that plug in here. I had a situation earlier this week where I was at the Phoenix Suns, Talking Stick Resort.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And
your third office?
My third office. Office number 3. Mm-hmm. And
I've seen your snaps.
Thank you, Liv.
I seen it too.
Thank you. You did not. You're not on Snapchat.
Actually, I got it back.
Mm. Why? Never mind. Don't care.
No girl. I just got it back.
What
trial run.
Okay, so
that's audio one, right?
Yeah, I think so. Here's the thing. I was behind the scenes. We were getting ready to do our pre-meeting for the game where our director comes in and hands us everything. Well, my director, Greg, great guy. Love working for him. But he never laughs at my jokes. I have a comedy radio show. I consider myself funny. You two have just completely forgotten to even if you don't find me funny to laugh, but you don't laugh, but I'm beside that. So I'm just
too focused.
I've been bombarded by people telling me I'm not funny, and I'm funny, damn it.
You're not.
So I told my friend Greg, who's the director down at Talking Stick Resort, I'm like, you never laugh at my jokes. But one of my friends, who's a friend of the show, Fatnatic, didn't get to it fast enough. Fatnatic Bill. Yeah! Fatnatic Bill always has a joke of the game because he also works with me over at GCU.
Okay.
So we are in our little huddle room in the bowels of Talking Stick Resort. And my boss, Greg, we revealed to Greg that Bill always has a joke of the game. So he asked Bill to do a joke of the game, and I'm recording it on my phone. So here is the audio from Bill's joke. And then the last voice you will hear is my director, Greg. It's only 18 seconds.
Only but goody for Greg.
I've already
Look, do this moon one.
Hmm?
The moon one's like my favorite.
All right, do the moon
okay.
one.
Okay, did you hear about the new restaurant that was just got open on the moon?
No.
Great food, but no atmosphere.
Room and wait for it.
Take notes, Corey.
Take notes, Corey.
Oh. Hey, Greg sounds like an upstanding guy.
Take notes, Corey.
You better. I mean, that, hey, great food, no atmosphere.
Great food, no atmosphere.
That's good. That's that you can't write that.
I have a comedy internet radio show. How am I? You know what? Screw all of you guys. I'm funny. My little brother tells me I'm funny all the time. Lady K tells me I'm funny all the time. People send me tweets all the time saying that was funny, waka waka, funny, funny.
They tell you that because they care about your feelings.
Hey.
You guys clearly don't care about my feelings then.
I don't. Hey, I just, that joke of the game just gave me an idea, and I wanna do it on here. Can we have a joke of the show?
Only if Bill does it. Only if Bill records it.
Because I have a joke that I think is really funny.
See,
I want you to hear this joke.
No,
and I want you to hear this joke so you cannot laugh.
No, here's what happens at GCU. They have, when Bill is not there or Bill's not working a game at GCU, he works at GCU and for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
When Bill's not at GCU, the director at GCU, Hap, always tries to get another camera person to do the joke of the game. And I stand against, I protest against that because the joke of the day, the joke of the game only can come from Bill. No one else can do it. So I will not allow it on this show. You are absolutely overruled. No, no, 1,000 times no.
But this is the game.
It doesn't matter. The joke of the day comes from Bill.
We had a whole Philippians joke corner.
That was before Bill started doing the joke of the game. That superseded Philippians' joke
corner. No, we had a joke corner. I can get one joke in the show.
The whole funny.
Okay, we won't even call it a joke of the show. I just want to tell this joke because I think Lip might find it a little tickly.
Of course he's going to laugh at you because it's not coming from me.
Can I tell my joke?
Hold on. The reason why Lip's joke corner was just so funny is because he has a disposition of a rock. That's what made it funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
See, I hate you. That was funny right there. So, no, you can't tell your joke. Let's go to the next
one. No, okay, so here's my joke. Just playing. Corey won't let me tell it.
Wait, Bill has another one, Lip. Bill has another joke. Let's go. That first joke I just aired was on Monday. Here's a joke from Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And again, pay attention to my fearless leader, Greg, at the end.
It's not recording.
He bought it.
Why can't you have... Why can't you have an all-chicken basketball team?
Why can't you have an all-chicken basketball team?
There'd be too many fouls.
Did you just trip yourself up?
Yeah.
On that one?
I like the little...
That was good.
That was good. Thank you, Greg. That wasn't good, but it was cute because Bill did it.
Too many fouls. That's good. That's just good writing.
Lip is unhinging his jaw right now. People can't see him because he's laughing. He's rolling on the floor right now laughing. Such a jerk. I hate you guys. I'm funny.
Oh, they missed that?
All right. Well, tell me a joke. I
don't do jokes. My funny comes through fat.
I guarantee. See, fat is whack.
Fat is funny.
No, it's not. I feel like you fall too much on your morals of being fat.
No, no. My fat is the reason why this show exists. If I wasn't fat,
you can't fit through a door?
That too.
That's true.
We wouldn't have a show if I wasn't fat? Nobody wants to listen to Skinny Guy Radio.
How do you know?
Because everybody there's already Skinny Guy Radio. It's called the Adam Carolla Show.
But he's not funny.
But he's skinny.
That so what?
So he's not funny.
What is your joke tipping? It will not be called the joke of the day.
It's not called that. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. We don't even have to title it. It's just a joke.
All right. Give us your jokes.
It's not going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
It definitely will not.
It's just
won't stand for it, Lip.
It's a one and done.
All right.
College basketball.
One and done. It's the D-Tay bracket joke. One and done.
All right. Why don't people like playing tag with the Black Panther?
Why don't people like playing tag with the Black Panther?
Because he never frees. Because he never frees. No, no. You guys obviously haven't seen Black Panther yet.
No, see, so. Lip didn't even smile. Lip didn't even crack a smile.
Actually, he did.
That was because he farted.
You can hear his smile right now.
That's because he farted a little
You can hear his smile. Well, okay, so there's a scene in Black Panther.
Okay, see, now that just
it's
tells
on,
you.
It's on the freaking trailer.
That if just you tells seen the you the if joke you is bad if you
no,
gotta
if you see,
give
if you
us
see,
context.
If you seen the trailer, you saw it. I tell that joke to my kids. They love it. I've told that to people who've seen Black Panther. They unhinge their jaw. They pull their yam bags over there. I had old grannies take their titties and put them over their shoulders. Can I say titties?
No, please stop. Don't. Jesus they're, Christ.
They're wrinkly
boobs. Cameras go off, he loses everything.
They're wrinkly boobs.
He's just going to do it. He's just going to
thrown over the shoulder
like a continental soldier
from that joke. Because their breasts hang.
Wow. He has given us all three vernacular words. Because he has
I feel like my camera shut is off.
I can't see myself on the monitor right now.
I can't see the comments. Well, we are all on Baby Watch.
Yes.
Right
Baby
now.
Watch 2018.
Yeah. Lip, if you want to go and see if she wants to come up, do we have time or should we wait until the next segment?
We don't have 5 minutes.
Okay. We're on Baby Watch right now. Mm-hmm. And what that basically means is that Lip is having another baby.
Of course.
Which is what we all expected and what we all anticipated. So we're on Baby Watch because she is in her final leg. We're like within weeks of a due date, aren't we?
Yeah.
Or mere days at this point, right?
Well, the way she's feeling, mere days.
Mere days.
Due date isn't until late April. Like mid to late April.
Well, she's already past the gestational period of when a healthy baby can be
correct.
Born. So she can definitely, you know, at any moment.
Any moment.
Any moment. Well, the interesting, funny thing is that we are on such strong Baby Watch. And what that means is that the show at any time, at the last minute, can be augmented where we have no Lip or we have no show because we're on Baby Watch. So we're like all on pins and needles. And not only that, but the mother.
Yes.
Of the child, Lip's offspring, is actually in the building today.
What?
For the first time ever, ever since they got married back in 1792, this is her first time being in the building. And it's because we're on Baby Watch.
Ooh.
How amazing would it be if she had that baby on the air?
That would be great. Radio.
That would be amazing radio. And too bad we have no video component, but I'm sure that we can find some way to get some camera running.
Oh, I got phones.
At the time of the baby crowning.
Yeah.
Now, what we need to do, boys, is we all need to be prepared.
Hey, I got the boiling of the water and I got the turkey baster.
Okay, you got the boiling of the water. I don't think we need the turkey
we
baster.
Need turkey baster.
She's already pregnant. What do we need the turkey baster
because for? Because you're not going to slop the water onto her. All right, you have to drizzle.
I thought the water was to boil the baby after it comes out so we can get all the goop off of it.
I thought the water was to help loosen up the lips. I don't know. I never had a baby.
I don't know what we're going to do with the water. Let's just make sure we have some boiled.
It's so that we can dip tea bags in there and make tea while we're waiting for this baby. And Lip got the crumpets.
You know what? We got this under control. Lip, you don't need a hospital. We're going to deliver that baby right here in Studio G. I'm telling you that. So we got the.
It's my pocket.
We got the water boiled, right?
Yep.
We got the turkey baster, even though I don't think we need one.
Yep.
What else do we need?
I thought
we
you used the turkey sheets. Baster to like suck off all the goop from her.
No,
nose.
I thought that was the get the goop off the baby. You boil the baby in the water.
I don't know.
Isn't that how babies become
so soft? You don't boil the baby in the water because then you're going to have like a hard-boiled baby, and you don't want hard-boiled baby. You don't want hard-boiled baby. you just don't. Not unless you're going to chop the baby up and serve it on crackers. But no one wants hard-boiled baby.
How do babies get so soft and cuddly? I thought once you put them through the dry cycle, they get all soft and squishy and lovable.
Or some
no. They get soft and lovable because you put them in the dryer with extra fabric softener.
That's it. So we need a bottle of fabric softener.
Softener in the dryer? Or was that
well, the fabric sheets. That it's still a fabric softener.
We don't need fabric softener.
Jerk face.
We need no, it's not.
It is a softener of fabric. It's a dryer sheet,
and it's soft. It's a static sheet.
No, Febreze has one, or not Febreze.
Gain.
Gain has one that has a fabric softener on the sheet.
Well, whatever it is, we need one if we're going to deliver this baby,
and we need a blanket.
We need a blanket.
Yeah, we got to swallow it like a little burrito.
Oh, I thought we were just going to lay down after delivering the baby on the blanket because we're going to be so tired.
We can do that, too. But
so
if we do that, it has to be a bearskin rug so we can lay down nude.
So we just move the mom out of the
and
way.
And we get new baby pictures with old people.
That's right, because that's the way it's supposed to be done. Since the baby's going to be naked, we all have to be naked. Because
then we don't want the baby to feel embarrassed.
We don't want...
That's the last thing we want. We don't want embarrassed baby.
No social issues developing within the baby after he's born, he or she is born here in Studio G. We want that baby coming out and accepting the fact that he is naked by us being naked.
Exactly.
We want that baby to not only gender select, we want him to be able to fashion select as well.
Fashion selection is the worst selection.
I don't want that baby coming out thinking that it has to wear closed lip.
Yeah. If it wants to be a nude, when my girl get pregnant, I'm telling the doctor, hey, doc.
Hey.
You can wear the gloves, but the scrubs got to come off.
Get those scrubs off. Scrubs on the ground.
That? When my girl gets pregnant.
I know. Scrubs on the ground. Scrubs on the ground. Looking like a baby with your scrubs on the ground. No scrubs. What else
you
do we need?
Dumb. I don't have a girl. But if I get a girl and she happens to be pregnant at the time that I get her, I'm not going
to
inseminate her.
We're not worried about your sex life right now. We're trying to prepare for the baby.
I'm sorry. Baby.
So we got the hot water. We got the turkey baster. We got butter. We got boil the baby. Don't boil the baby.
Phone needs to be playing Mozart because we want the baby to be smart.
Yes. Yes. Smart babies grow up to be internet radio DJs.
Yes.
That is a proven fact. When I was
Radio executive producers.
Yes. When I was born,
producers. It
is a proven fact that my mom had Sonata 7 and C minor playing, and look how I turned out. We need to have Mozart. Do we have any Mozart?
I can get some.
We're going to need Mozart. Okay, one last thing that we have to prepare for the delivery of this baby tonight here in Studio G.
Yes.
We have to be concerned about the father. So what are we going to do with Lip to make sure that he is comfortable throughout the experience of the birth of his baby?
I already got the booking number for Stormy Daniels.
That is exactly what we're going to do. Stormy Daniels on speed dial as we deliver the baby. Hey, we're ready. Let's go scrub up. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back here. Doctors MD is who we are. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Just one mistake.
Nicest kid in the world, and I love everyone.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing in here?
Grandma Clump, get out. I'm recording a promo.
I'm supposed to be doing a promo for Afterburn, you little sh**.
Hey, Grandma, how about you remove your teeth and kiss my
you smart mouth, little you.
You and the hearse that drove you here. Now get out.
Young pain.
I'm 18, you old saggy bald wig wearing.
You know what? I like you. You got fat.
This does sound like an Afterburn show you'd hear by subscribing at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
Mm-hmm, it sure does. And it's only $3 a month to subscribe. Now, I know your ass better not have a subscription, young man.
You better not have a driver's license, you blind old bat.
I know you ain't about to be raising your voice with me right now, old lady.
I'm going to have to kick your teeth in. If you had any more left, I'm going to flick you in your gum and pull the hair out your ears. I'm bury you in the ground 6 feet where you belong 10 years ago. Try me. The Lord waiting for you up there.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
This segment of the show is brought to you by PlayApod by TM Soft, available for Android and iOS. PlayApod is the best way to listen to any podcast. Download it now at playapod.com. What PlayApod does, it allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts, just like this one. You'll find Fat Guy Radio Show featured prominently under the featured section on the PlayApod app right now. And we thank PlayApod for giving us a nice good run on the Twitter this past following. This past following week. These lips were made for walking. Todd Moore and the TM Soft team are leading the charge in revolutionizing the podcast app with PlayApod. PlayApod, download it for free and download it today. Available in the App Store and the Google Play Store. PlayApod by TM Soft. PlayApod.com. And welcome back to the Shuddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. I really don't have to reset that because we're not live streaming. I am a slave to the script. Slave to the script.
Yeah, but okay,
All right, so Lip, the mother is here. Would you like to, we have 10 minutes. Like, would you like to go out?
I will go see how she feels.
She doesn't have to come in. She may not want to come in. I would just like to extend the offer to her. You can let her know there's no cameras, but we have our guest seat there, and she's willing to come and sit, and she can sit for the rest of the show if she doesn't mind. Or, and I know the little jalapeno baby is also present.
Ooh, yeah.
Where is the boy? Where's the boy?
With the family member.
The Nino.
Sure.
Okay, there we go. All right, go check that and see where she is. In the meantime, I'm going to discuss more Uber news with DJ.
Okay, I'm down.
Uber news. We discussed it last week where the Uber autonomous car wrecked in the Tempe.
Yeah.
In the Tempe. Well, we kind of came to the conclusion that it really wasn't Uber's fault.
Yeah, at least that's what we felt.
That, you know what? And that's what all the I've heard it on the news cycles, and I've been listening to a couple of coverage stories about it. Everybody is saying that she was not in a crosswalk. She was not in a crosswalk. She was not in a crosswalk.
Yeah.
Therefore, I don't find any fault in Uber.
Yeah.
But our governor of Arizona, the dishonorable, I mean, the honorable Governor Ducey,
yeah,
came out publicly this week and said, I have told Uber to suspend the autonomous car testing program here in Arizona following this death.
Wow.
So really? It immediately prompted me, and I took over the Facebook or the Fat Guy Radio Show Twitter for a moment, and I tweeted back to him and I said, yeah, that's right. Let's blame the autonomous car for something that a person breaking the law did. If that's the case, then I believe we should all lose any of our licenses, or we should all be arrested, because how many times have you almost came close to clipping someone because they were jaywalking?
Oh man, I almost hit kids in the crosswalk all the time. I mean, not in the crosswalk all the time.
Not in the crosswalk.
Oh yeah, when I see that 15 miles an hour, I say, "Oh, 45, let's go."
The law states if they're in a crosswalk, you're at fault.
Yeah.
You know, and then the Uber didn't leave. The Uber stayed there.
And waited.
So therefore he didn't flee the scene. I don't think there was any reason for the governor to get his white hair and his long black robe and come out and say, "Hey, Uber, stop it."
Mm-hmm. Is this a like 1975 year old judge?
Yeah, yeah. Don't they wear curly white wigs,
like their wigs
and long
back in the
black
days?
Robes, and they come out here?
I now suspend Uber.
I suspend the Uber program.
Autonomous driving program from Tempa.
I think it was unnecessary.
Get this swill out of here.
It was unnecessary for our governor to come out and try to say anything.
Yeah, I think that was unnecessary. I still don't see that. I hear Uber saying they're taking fault, and I don't think they should take fault.
I don't think they should either.
They're not at fault. Like I said last week, I will reiterate today.
Yeah.
If you are walking your bike.
Yes.
Across the street while
jaywalking.
Which
you're supposed to walk your bike.
Walking your bike.
But you are not in a crosswalk. You are jaywalking, walking your bike. You deserve to get hit by an autonomous vehicle.
Absolutely. You can deserve to get hit by anything.
You deserve to get hit by a watermelon.
You deserve to get hit by lightning.
You deserve to be hit in the shin with a baseball bat.
You deserve a break today.
You deserve a Kit Kat.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat
bar. Good transition. All right. Well, we are being joined by a special guest here in Studio
yes.
G. And she is being a very good little girl right now.
Yes, she is.
We have the jalapeno baby in studio and Lip's better half.
Yes, yeah. his better half.
Mistress Lip.
Because Lip is horrible.
Which is who we've nicknamed her. Mistress Lip.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Is the guest mic on?
It is on, but it's not close enough.
All right. I'll help her out because she's not a radio. Let's give her a little help. There we go. Move the microphone there.
So what is this?
She's like, what is that? Don't hit it. Don't punch it. She's punching it.
So, funny story about Liz's better half.
Yeah, Mistress Lip. Mistress Lip is what you're known as.
Yeah, Mistress Lip.
On the show, because we didn't want to give out your real name for protection of the innocent.
and guilty at times.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is my first time ever meeting missed this lip.
Yes.
My fault.
They walk into the building.
Yeah.
And I'm in the lounge like I always am.
Of course.
Watch it. Catching up on some basketball. That's what I do before the shows. Catch up on basketball before I actually have to get to work.
TNT.
Exactly. Players only.
Jesus, that's a story.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, so
let her do what she wants to do.
Lip comes in. The family's eating and everything. And they're having a good old time. I go up to the studio to literally do my like 5 minutes of work, a show prep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, snaps. I'm thirsty. Anybody want water? So I go back to the lounge to get some bottles of water. And I was like, hey, I don't think we've been formally introduced yet. My name is Daniel.
So Lip walks in with the family in tow. First time in show history.
Yeah.
With the family in tow. And completely negates introducing you to Mr. Slip.
Exactly. It's like, what am I, chopped liver?
I've met both of them several.
I know you have.
I delivered the jalapeno baby.
Yeah, I know you have. You bought them gifts that they only wore for 2 weeks. Yeah, we're not going to say that.
That they threw away.
Exactly.
Yeah. We actually still have them for the next jalapeno.
Oh, for the next jalapeno. Okay. Maybe that next jalapeno will be able to. Hey, that's. Yes, exactly. They could just. They can just hold it down for everything. So we are joined by Mistress Lip's better half. That's her nickname. You don't mind us referring to you as Mistress Lip, do you? No? Okay, she doesn't. All right. Let's push this a little closer. Lip's not going to help because he doesn't care. Yeah, I know you can't hear us. We don't give you the whole setup, but you are ready to pop at any time. Now she wants the microphone. So you don't have to talk, but we just want to tell you thank you. Yes, I told her to give you the microphone, but she didn't want to give you the microphone. Go for it. I'll pay for it if you break it, baby. Lip.
That's me.
That's all him. That attitude is all you.
That's
Lip.
That Aries.
No,
that's how Lip feels when he doesn't get his tacos.
He makes that exact same noise when I screw up or when I cuss and he has to edit.
That's also him on the toilet.
Well, we thank you for coming. You didn't piss.
I'm sorry.
What did you do?
It's because she thought you guys were making fun of her because you're going.
We were
making fun of your daddy.
No, we were making fun of you.
Yeah, a little bit of that too. Sorry.
No, we were.
But they're so adorable.
She is cute. Don't you?
I wish we had video.
She just wants the microphone.
You want to just throw up against the wall? She's so cute, right? Oh wait, girls don't bounce. Boys bounce.
No, I want her swallowed or swallow.
You want to try that again?
I want to.
Hold on. Take two. Go.
Hold on.
Get a drink of water. Get those lips under control. Get the palate. I know the baby is cute and she's making you nervous.
I want to swaddle.
Swallow.
Swaddle.
Swaddle.
Her like a burrito.
Okay.
And then boil her in that bucket of boiling water we got.
Yeah. Well, that's for the new baby.
Yeah, but we can have two boiled babies.
She's already been boiled. She's already missing a sock too.
We got the crackers. She's missing a sock.
She's missing a sock.
There's
little jalapeno feet over here. You just want to chew on them like they're little gumdrops or something,
right?
You know what I mean. Once she starts walking, those feet are become nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
She's already starting to walk.
Is she?
Oh, are they nasty?
Am I ahead of schedule?
Expiration date.
Sorry,
you are a little bit ahead of schedule, but you know what? We can do it an impromptu one. It is time for Talking Lip Baby with Lip Baby and Lip Baby to be in studio. She is staring you down, Mocha.
She is.
You know what? Because she's trying to figure, she's trying to think to herself, is he black or Mexican?
I'm both, baby girl. I'm both.
She's either looking at you very confused or right now she is pinching a loaf in her hoodie.
She is staring through my soul right
now.
She
is still in your soul right now, bro.
She heard that I wanted to swallow her like a burrito, and now she's like, come at me, bro.
She's like, yeah,
come at me, bro.
I am not having that. And then she looks over at me. She's like, there's a rich one.
She's like, last time we were in church, he had money.
That's true. She did take my money last time. But
this is when she was like, what? 4 months?
Yeah.
Oh.
She likes me.
Money never forgets.
Money never forgets. So what is the latest news with Talking Lip Baby, as Lip Baby is literally here in person? Thank you, Lip Baby, for joining us. you have as much to say as your dad does on the show. So what's the latest with talking lip baby? There?
She is in the process of walking.
Process
meaning
of
that
walking.
She knows how to walk.
Uh huh.
But she's scared and she doesn't realize it yet.
Does she fall down and stumble?
She does fall down, but like so we'll like hold her shirt and make her walk and let go of her shirt and she'll walk, but she doesn't realize that you let go of her shirt. But once she finds out her shirt is not being held, she'll just drop.
Oh, so DT, okay. What they're doing is they're teaching her how to walk through baby trickery.
Ooh, baby trickery.
It's baby trickery where they think she's supported, but she's really not.
And what? The other thing is she was holding her own shirt walking.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There's something wrong there. Hold on. We can't gloss over that. Something's wrong.
But
so she's tricking herself
yes.
to walk.
She's teaching herself. I got this.
The funny story behind that is
so adorable.
My mom,
uh-huh.
When she started walking, she had to hold her ear. She let go of her ear, she'll fall over.
Have you tried holding onto your ear?
She hasn't. Maybe I tried to make her, but she won't.
When you want to teach her how to like walk and pick things up, just lay a trail of like cereal. I'm like, ooh. There's some cereal. Ooh,
no, because
there's some cereal.
No, because when she starts toddling, eventually, right now, she's still well-proportioned as a baby. But when she starts toddling, her head's going to become bigger than her body. And every time she bends over to pick up those cereals, ka-dum-bonk.
Stop messing with the plan, Corey. I'm trying to get her to come to the candy house I'm going to build in the woods like Hansel and Gretel. I'm trying to teach them to have her follow breadcrumbs to my house.
No, she's not going to follow
breadcrumbs.
I'm going
to kidnap this baby and raise her as my own. She's going to be the jalapeno chicken baby.
Why would you want to raise a baby that can't walk?
I'm going to teach her how to walk with fried chicken.
I think she sees everything behind you because she's getting like all happy now.
All the toys?
She's getting all happy because I think I dropped my wallet.
Oh.
I did hear a loud thump.
It was a funny sidebar real quick. I know we're talking lip baby. AJ had a performance at his school this past week. And I wore the watch. He for Christmas, he gave me a watch and a wallet set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing the watch. And he was like, did you wear the new wallet, too? And I'm like, dude, I don't have that much time to move that much money. Oh! Back to talking lip, baby. So she is walking. Trying to walk.
Allegedly.
Ghost walking.
Yes.
Ghost move. Has she started dancing yet?
Yes. We'll call it falking.
Falking.
She's fake walking. She, that sounded bad, but yeah.
That's why I had to clear it up real quick.
Yes, so. Thank you.
But so the dancing part is because my dad is always, whenever I go visit them, he's always trying to make her dance.
Okay.
Okay.
And originally she ready music, she'll start like hopping and, you know, like bouncing. But when she goes to see my dad, she's always dancing.
Always dancing.
So she's dancing.
So she only dances around your dad. Is there a possibility that your dad's giving her a little alcohol, a little drunk baby going on there?
Probably.
You know, drunk babies do dance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Question.
How do you think I taught AJ how to dance?
This is important.
Got him liquored up.
Does she have your rhythm?
Oh, good question.
Or Mistress Lip's rhythm?
That is a very good question.
I am going to say her rhythm.
Yes, because you have no rhythm.
Yes.
Exactly.
None whatsoever.
Yes, I know.
Watching you dance is like watching two twigs trying to make a fire.
Watching you dance is literally watching a right side of a car try to drive against the left side of the car.
Watching you dance is like watching a crackhead having convulsions.
Watching you dance is like seeing a sinner go into a church and try to get some free communion crackers without somebody inviting them to like Jesus.
Watching you dance is like watching Stormy Daniels do anything.
Watching you dance is like watching a baby try to hold her own shirt up to trick her mind to think she's walking.
Watching you dance is like watching Shaq trip over the studio stage.
I think she wants the microphone still.
I wanted to give her the microphone, but mommy said no. I told you if you break it, I'll pay for it.
That's our least
expensive mic. Yeah, that one was.
I just want to hear her scream. See what she'll say. See if she'll say anything. Look, there's my hello. Hello? Lip baby?
I think she likes a fuzzy. I think she likes a pop.
Lip baby? Hello?
Hello?
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
You can't say that. She looks dead at you. Lip, you talk to her. Try to get her to say something.
Jasmine.
Blast that microphone.
It's pointing the wrong way.
¿Qué?
Jasmine. Hi. Huh? What?
This is what's great about having babies on radio. They are always on time.
Yeah, they...
On cue. Soon as we go to commercial break here, she is going to talk up a storm.
Yep. A storm. I wonder, is this how Full House felt when they were trying to get Michelle to act?
They probably had, like, cookies or something.
Oh, there she goes.
There we go. Right when I was... Yeah. Is that mic even open?
Yeah.
That mic gate is so... That. Uh-huh. Yes.
And then what'd he do? Give us all daddy secrets.
She just really looked at you like, F you, dude.
Right. She hates my guts.
She hates you. All right.
Well, I tried to give her a cookie and that didn't even work.
That doesn't have a switch, right? That one?
No, it does. I don't think it has a switch. Is it not connected? Did I not reconnect it somewhere?
It's in.
Well, I'm not going to give her my microphone. I'm the host of the show. That's not going to happen.
I don't think mine reaches over there.
Yours reaches all the way over here, Dang. So he's not going to give yours up. No, that's fine. Well, Lip Baby, thank you for joining us. And Mrs. Lip, congratulations on the baby. I know you're ready to have her. It's a girl, right? Okay. And it's going to be another Aries baby, Lip.
Ooh. Probably.
Ooh, your house. You know what I'm getting you for baby's gift is a boxing ring. Because you're going to have three Aries in your house. You're going to need a boxing ring and a fireman's hose. You know, are you ready to deliver? Now we got the water boiling. You ready to go? It's time. It's time.
Let's go. Cold red. Cold red.
I thought it was cold blue.
Or cold pink.
No, cold blue is when I run out of water.
Yeah.
What was cold red?
I don't know.
Mountain Dew?
No, cold red is when my e-cig runs out of e-liquid.
Cold burgundy.
I hope that comes across. Lip, one of the greatest things you will have in your arsenal is the recordings of your daughters talking when they're babies. That's the greatest thing that you can do. All right, we're going to step back for a quick break. I know we're late, but on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple of questions for D-Tay regarding some old school technology to see if it's still pertinent or not.
Okay.
We'll find out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back, right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on fatguyradioshow.com. The premium number one way to switch from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. Something very interesting on Halo Cigs Twitter and Instagram. They literally sent out a blog post that they host on their site advising people how to select what e-cig and what e-liquid to match their desires.
What?
Yeah, what e-cig company does that? None of them do, and Halo Cigs is not going to be mad at a baby talking through their commercial. That's fine. She can do whatever she wants. Halo Cigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to them, DT.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa.
Apparently that commercial was good. She's giving us the goal
sign. She's giving us the goal sign and the sleepy sign. All right, I say we just let her go at whatever the whatever she wants to do at this point. I know. I don't know what he said. It's going to be so hard to move on because she's so freaking cute.
She's adorable.
She is hilarious.
How does something
now
so cute come out of it?
From you can laugh out loud. It's fine. It's a comedy show. They don't laugh, but you can.
Well, see, she's laughing because I said the joke.
It's not
because I'm funny.
Shut up. It's not lip. It's mom.
You're in a war zone.
We're in a war zone. Run, run. Baby is providing us sound effects now. It's not lip. It's Mrs. Lip.
I would agree.
Yeah,
I would
agree. She looks nothing like lip.
If she came out looking like lip, I would have to.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to deliver the next one.
No,
because God knows what that one's gonna look like if that one looks like lip, but that one doesn't look like lip, so the other one's gonna be as cute as that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine them both toddling around at the same time?
That's gonna be
doppel cuteness.
Oh,
doppel. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna need a second job. I'm sorry, a fifth job. You want me to get more work? You want me to work more?
Thank you. If she would have said yes right then and there, I would have laughed.
I would have unhinged my jaw as well. Let me ask you a question, and maybe the baby can chime in as well. Bumpy music in cars.
Yeah.
The cars that are
with the subwoofers,
with the big subwoofers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
Yes.
Is it maybe because I don't hear them too often in my hood?
Yeah, that's because you have people who actually know how to spend money. Where I come from, it is still a huge thing. And I'm not going to lie, I was guilty of it.
You had the big subwoofers at one point?
I had a 12-inch kicker in the back of my car when I back when I had the Cobalt.
What is it, Cobalt?
Yeah.
What is a Cobalt?
The car.
Oh, the car. Okay.
The car that remember I wrecked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of the cars you wrecked.
I didn't wreck the other one. The other one got T-boned. Yeah. This is the one that I got pushed into a ditch.
But you got Old Faithful Blue that you fall back on every time.
Lumina. That need a ride. That's her name. Yeah. You need a ride.
She ain't good on tires, but she rolls.
Hey, she'll get you from here to there.
With a blown tire.
It might take a while, but she gonna get us there.
You don't realize if you got a blown out tire anyways, because there's no tire really.
It's run flat or not run at all. Here's the thing. maybe I'm just surprised by it, but I was out doing laundry at the drug dealing laundromat that I go to now. And
so you got to do your laundry and pick up your drugs at the same time?
I do the laundry and I get a kilo of Coke at the same time.
Hey, that's how you do it. Those numbers seem to go way faster when you're high on cocaine.
Exactly. So a guy pulls up in this beat up old van. And he's got the big boom boom.
The boom boom in the bass.
I mean, I'm talking windows.
I'm sorry.
I know, I'm trying to forge through, but she's great. Oh, you done pissed her off now.
And there go the mic. And there go the mic.
The mic's on the
ground. And down go Frazier. Down go Frazier.
Don't piss her off. Don't piss her off.
I wish that was on video.
That was great. No, because wifey wouldn't stay up here if the video cameras were working right now.
We're just pointing at the baby.
Which one? There's two of them.
The one that's out.
The other one's on. I think the other one is on the ground right now. She didn't even tell us.
Is that what that thump was?
She was just sitting there smiling, and I thought it was gas, but nope, she was having the baby.
Nope.
She got attitude. I love it. The boom boom. Ooh. The boom boom audio is still a fad. It's still a thing.
It's never going to go away. As long as these rappers keep making these fat ass beats.
But isn't that I've never actually heard it. All I hear is bass.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Is there any lyrics or any music or anything
there
to
is.
It?
Yeah, you can hear it inside the car. Outside the car, you just hear boom. Boom, boom,
it's
and everything
boom.
Growling.
Yeah, it's the rattling. The more your trunk rattles, the more people think you're selling dope.
Is that is that the signal?
That is the new drug deal drum call.
So basically, the boom boom music is literally
sound effects.
The boom boom music is literally the drug ice cream truck.
Yeah. Do 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 do. I got your drugs.
All right, folks, that's all the time that we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Special thank you to Mrs. Lip and Baby Jalapeno, and new to come, Baby. So congratulations once again, and thank you for sitting in with us. She had the last word. Appreciate that. Today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Prime Video, featuring the original 9 seasons of Roseanne. Sign up today for your free 30-day trial through the special Roseanne banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
That's me.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's us.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Oh. Lip, baby, lip, baby, lip, baby.